Hello, and welcome to another edition, episode, week, another week of listener email from your Passions for Life co-host.
Do you want me to do this?
No, I can do it.
Because your voice is
I know, but I'm in charge of listener email all of a sudden. So this email is from Jody, who happens to be, I believe she's, I'm going to call her a professor, whether she is or not. And she's got a PhD, so I'm going with, I'm going to call her Dr. Jody. Oh yeah, no, she has a doctor by her name. Jody, she teaches here in Melbourne, in Australia. She's really close to us. And I wanted to read more than usual from her letter because I find her fascinating. And here's what we've got. Well, first I'll read the question and then I'll read the rest of it and then Travis and I can answer the question. When you were presented with the script with the musical number in it, what happened? What did you think? What did you do? How did you handle such a moment? For those of you who don't know, the musical number is a very famous, actual famous Passions episode with myself and Travis and Lindsay Hartley, who was Lindsay Corman at the time. And if you don't know it, Google it. She goes on to say, on another note, my teenage viewing of Passions is at least partially responsible for where I ended up in my career. I am now an academic and I specialize in popular culture marketed to women, especially where it involves romance. And she goes on to say that she has that book, No End to Her, that we have referenced a few times. She has it on her office shelf. And she says, although, alas, allow me to provide any clarity, charity, my PhD was on representations of female virginity loss in popular culture, and whatever the hell is going on with the show with Charity's sex life or lack thereof is probably the single strangest approach to virginity I've ever seen. Thank you for clarifying that because it's whack, y'all. So, just getting back to Jody's question, we would really like to cover this in depth once we talk about that episode on the pod, which we will at some point. So we don't want to give too much away, but this was such a great letter that we thought we would drop some tidbits. Travis, do you want me to go first?
Yeah, if you can do it. Do you need a rest?
No, I'm fine.
Such a trooper.
I'm such a trooper. I remember before I read the script, there was a phone call with somebody in production saying, we need to schedule a dance rehearsal for you for next week. And I was like, do you have the wrong number? That's how I found out that we were doing the Passions theme song. It goes on, but again, I'm going to save it. Another tidbit I'll drop is that Lindsay and Travis and I made a pact right before action was called, even though they didn't do action, I guess it was 3-2, 3-2-1. And we made a promise to ourselves and each other. And we'll talk about that promise again once we cover this show in more depth. That's not a lot of tidbits, but Travis may have some.
I can't really give that many. I remember being excited.
You were not, were you?
Well, maybe on the day I was.
On the day you were.
And I was determined to go as far as I could with it, over the top with it. And yeah, I also got the dress rehearsal. You're gonna
No, I told you.
the choreography thing. Well, I mean, I did the choreography thing, right?
Travis has no recollection of any of this. You don't remember any of it. I remember all of it like it was
No, I
yesterday.
remember rehearsing.
Yeah, you remember that part, but like the
Yeah.
actual finding out of it. I'm the one who broke the news
No.
to Travis. He didn't know.
No, I worked 5 days a week on that show. I didn't work 3 days a week on that show.
I understand, but you didn't know about this until I called saying, "What the fuck? What are we do? What is this thing?" And you were like, "I don't know what you're talking about."
Yeah, that's because I was working a lot.
Folks, he was working a lot and I wasn't. I think that's what he's trying to say.
Yeah. I was. And so, it was just like, oh, I haven't read that yet. What is it?
I hadn't read it either. This is just turning into an argument now. It's a bicker fest.
I'm not arguing. I'm trusting you. But yeah, I mean, it's fun while we did it.
It was
I don't want to say
fun.
too
I
much.
know I don't want to say too much either, and maybe that's our bad, but it was just such a good question and something that we have been really excited to talk about, and we will talk about
We
it.
will get to
We
it.
will get to it, we promise. But But yeah, those are a couple morsels. There's a lot more to the story. Maybe we'll do a double episode about this. But yeah, Jody, it's coming. Don't you worry about it. What else, Travis? What else you got?
Jeez. Nothing.
All right, guys. We got nothing. Our brains are fried scrambled eggs. Until next time, we'll be more coherent. We promise. All right. Thanks for the mail, as usual. Keep them coming. And yeah, talk at you later.